I think you struck a luck, my wife. You know what? I think you struck a luck. I said, yes, innahu laka dhalik. You're quite right. Wa inni la arju minhu khayran kathira. And I think this is the beginning of many good that is going to unfold in our life. Allah has accepted our du'as. She says, we leave from Makkah. Others are excited about their children. No much financial benefit mentioned here. We've already seen benefit happening. Wallahi, you abandon. What they say, leave cigarettes and immediately you'll see the difference in your heart and your chest and your breathing and your environment. And in 48 hours it has filtered this, and in 60 hours this has happened. You abandon sin, my brother, tonight and you see what Allah gives you. Instantly. Halima has only picked him up and see what has happened to her life. فَلَمَّا خَرَجْنَا مِن مَكَّةِ When we left Makkah, حَمَلْتُهُ مَعِي عَلَيْهَا I now held this child. I told my husband, you carry our son, I carry this child. Today, my brother, today, my sister, you don't want to veil yourself because you have an issue with it. But wallah, when you will taste the pleasure of modesty, and you will see the beauty of veiling yourself, you won't unveil yourself even before a medical doctor for medical reasons. Today you have a problem abandoning interests, but when you will see the pleasure Allah will give you when you abstain, you won't dare enter the house of a man who consumes interest. Halima said, I picked him up because I found no one else, but when I seen what he had, I told my husband, he stays with me, you keep our son. Madat nashita. My donkey started trotting and galloping. Tataqaddamu dawab al qawmi jami'a. Hatta ma yalhaqu biha ayyun min dawabbihim. I started moving at such a pace. People are saying, Yabnata abi dhu'ayb, tamahali alayna. What fuel you using? Where you fall up? Yabnata Abi Dhu'ayb. When we came, sluggish. Nobody looked at me. Come on your own pace. We don't have time for you. Suddenly, they all say in Tamahali. Alaysat hadhihi atanaki al-musinna allati kharajtum alayha. Halima, is this the very mule donkey on which you came? Qultu innaha lahiya. I said, yes. Fayaqulna wallahi inna laha lasha'na. Really, you got turbo in here, man. Turbo. Thumma, everything in your life will change, my brother. Your life, your business, your health, your wealth. You sort your life out with your Allah. Allah will sort out everything for you. That's my message. Thumma qadimna manazilana bilad bani sa'din. ثُمَّ قَدِمْنَا مَنَازِلَنَا بِلَادَ بَنِي سَعْدٍ We then came back home. وَمَا أَعْلَمُ أَرْضًا مِّنْ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ أَشَدَّ قَحْتًا مِّنْهَا وَلَا أَقْصَى جَدْبًا While there was drought and famine, she said, we were worse hit. Our locality was gripped the worst. We suffered the most. However, لَكِنْ غَنَمَنَا جَعَلَتْ تَغْدُو مَعَ كُلِّ صَبَاحٍ When it was morning, there was no pastures, no meadows, no place to graze because there was no grass, there was no rain. But our animals would go out and graze, and when it was evening, as the Quran paints the picture, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ That in the early part of the morning and the evening when the animals spread out on the meadows and they return, it's an impressive eye to the tiller, to the farmer. It's intriguing to an onlooker. It leaves you so much more at ease and it is so appealing to the eye. فَنَحْلِبُ مِنْهَا مَا شَاءَ أَن نَحْلَبُ We will milk as much as we want. وَنَشْرَبُ مِنْ لَبَنِهَا مَا طَابَ لَنَا أَن نَشْرَبُ And we will drink till we saturated. وَمَا يَحْلِبُ أَحَدٌ مِنْ غَنَمِهِ قَطْرَةٌ وَمَا يَحْلِبُ أَحَدٌ And besides us, in the entire locality, the animals will go out and graze, come back evening, they won't get one drop of milk. And from every animal, we got abundance of milk. Now what happens to the mind of man? فَجَعَلَتْ بَنُو قَوْمِي يَقُولُونَ لِرُعْيَانِهِمْ. People started shouting, the shepherds, you don't know where to graze, you must see Halima's shepherd. The problem, you open up the shop in the wrong mall. Wallah, it's got nothing to do with the mall. And it's got nothing to do with the marketing world. It's got to do with the decree of my Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ. One villager came to Nabi alayhi salam, he said, who made Allah angry? He's taking qasams. Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah is not angry. Allah is telling you that believe in Him, that sustenance comes from Him. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. The decree comes from Allah. Now what happened? Never mind, Halima becoming famous. Halima said, my shepherd became famous. He came on the map. The shepherd, the people started greeting Halima shepherd. You take this deen to heart. Allah's qasam, your progeny, Allah will give them izzat. لو أن أهل العلم صانوا علمهم وبذلوه لأهله لسادوا به أهل زمانهم ولكنهم بذلوه لأهل الدنيا لينالوا من دنياهم. Ibn Mas'ud said, take this deen, imbibe it in your heart, implement it in your life, you will rule over the hearts and the lives of humanity. Someone had an argument, what must we give our children, wealth or deen? Ibn Abbas said, obviously knowledge. He said, إِن سَأَلُونِي عَنِ الْحُجَّ مَاذَا أَقُولُ لَهُمْ. If they ask me for proof, what must I say? He gave a lot of answers. One answer I share with you. He said, tell them, لِأَنَّكَ تَحْرُسُ الْمَالُ وَالْعِلْمُ يَحْرُسُكُ. If you leave behind wealth for your children, they will have to safeguard that wealth, they will have to look after that wealth. But if you leave deen with them, that deen will look after them. They won't have to look after it. The money, they'll have to look after it. In the janazah also, people are looking for their money. You know what, the estate immediately, my share, my butt, my chunk. Thus, that. But leave deen, that deen will look after them. So now every morning they said, وَيْلَكُمْ إِسْرَحُوا بِغَنَمِكُمْ حَيْثُ يَسْرَحُ رَاعِي بِنْتَ أَبِي ذُعَيْبِ. So Halima said, in the morning, all the shepherd would come with their flock, wait in early morning, where's my shepherd? Walks out my shepherd, everyone behind him. That Halima, who nobody looked at her, today people are saluting her shepherd. Allah will give honor. Allah will give izzat. Latch this deen of my Nabi to your heart. فَصَارُوا يَسْرَحُونَ بِأَغْنَامِهِمْ وَرَاءَ غَنَمِنَا غَيْرَ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَعُودُونَ بِهَا وَهِيَ جَائِعَةً مَا تَرْشَحُ لَهُمْ بِقَطْرَةٍ مِّن لَبَنٍ. They will go, they'll walk behind, they will tag along, come back in the evening, the animal is hungry, they hungry, no milk. What did Halima said? لَمْ نَذَلْ نَتَلَقَّى مِنَ اللَّهِ أَلْخَيْرَ وَالْبَرَكَةِ حَتَّى تَمَّ فِطَامُهُ. Wallah, we didn't want this 2 years to end. We wanted it to be prolonged. Every day was a new chapter. Every moment was a greater opening. And then, وَكَانَ خِلَالَ عَامَيْهِ هَذَيْنِ يَنْمُوا نُمُوًا لَا يُشْبِهُ نُمُوَ أَقْرَانِهِ. The best part of it all is, while he brought barakah to our life, he grew up to be the healthiest of all the other children that came together. So the other mothers had a problem, the other nursing mothers, that when we take these children, what will the mother say? You didn't see to my child. We had the best child to present, our child was the healthiest. Before 2 years had ended, غَدَى غُلَامًا قَوِيًّا مُكْتَمِلًا. He was a healthy, nice, beautiful baby. When a child, an ordinary child, looks innocent, can you imagine the innocence on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? An ordinary child's innocence ends at puberty. A Nabi's innocence doesn't end at puberty, it increases at puberty. Today he's innocent, and Allah forbid, he grow up to become wicked monsters with their hair spiked and their arrogance. And you say, but he was such a nice child. When and where? I also don't know when it happened, my brother. Just make dua, Allah doesn't let it happen to our children. A Nabi's innocence remains forever. She said, it was time to return back. Now when we're coming back, everybody is like, Halima, has he got a brother? Can you introduce us to the family? You know what? Please let us know. قَدِمْنَا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أُمِّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَحْرَصُ مَا نَكُونُ عَلَىٰ بَقَائِهِ عِنْدَنَا. We came back, passionate to prolong his stay. So I went to the mother and I said, يَا آمِنَا لَيْتَكِ تَتْرُكِينَ بُنَيَّ عِنْدِي حَتَّى يَزْدَادَ فُتُوَّةً وَقُوَّةً فَإِنِّي أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِ وَبَاءَ مَكَّةً لم أزل أقنعها وأرغبها حتى ردته معنا فرجعنا به فرحين مستبشرين. I went to the mother. I said, you know, he's developing so well. Why upset the apple cart? The climate is not so conducive. Let's keep him there for some time. He'll grow up, he'll develop, he'll become more healthy. I pacified her, I comforted her, she agreed. We were ecstatic, we were elated, we were overwhelmed with joy. People was, oh, Halima got him back. We came back. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَمْضِ عَلَىٰ مَقْدَمِ الْغُلَامِ عِنْدَنَا غَيْرُ أَشْهُرٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ حَتَّى وَقَعَ لَهُ أَمْرٌ أَخَافَنَا وَأَقْلَقَنَا وَهَزَّنَا هَزَّا. She says, then we were faced with a bit of an strange incident. Barely 3 months, the riwayat of Sirat ibn Ishaq. But many other narrations suggest it was more. The Prophet ﷺ was approximately 3. The riwayat suggests at the age of 8 months, he spoke in the house of Halima. At the age of 8 months. And at the age of 3, he started grazing animals. So at the age of 3, he went out. خَرَجَ ذَاتَ صَبَاحٍ مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي غُنَيْمَاتٍ لَنَا يَرْعَيَانِهَا خَلْفَ بُيُوتِنَا. They went in the neighborhood. The Prophet ﷺ sitting with his sahaba, he spoke about the meadow, and he spoke about the sheep, and then he spoke about flock. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, looks like you've also been in the game. Nabi ﷺ said, never mind me, every Nabi that came, Allah Ta'ala disciplined him and made him a shepherd. You know, sometimes the pious man and everything, then you say some song and then he carries on with it. Say, Marana, say Allah must forgive us in those days. Those are our past memories. Allah forbid. Allah forgive us. Those are our memories. Nabi alayhi salam's childhood days as a shepherd. This is his tarbiyah. In Tanbihul Ghafilin, the riwayat is mentioned. Musa alayhi salam told Allah, Allah, I enjoy the privilege you gave me. But is there any reason why you made me your Nabi? In Tanbihul Ghafilin, this is mentioned. I'm giving you the reference where I found it. He said, كُنْتَ تَرْعَى الْغَنَمْ لِشُعَيْبِ. You were grazing the sheep for Shu'aib. فَنَدَّتْ شَاتٌ. And one sheep amongst that flock escaped. So you ran behind it. And then finally when you got hold of it, you comforted it. You pacified it. And then you gave it ease and comfort. فَبِرَحْمَتِكَ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِي اِصْطَفَيْتُكَ وَأَكْرَمْتُكَ بِالنُّبُوَّةِ. When I seen this is the kindness, the tenderness, the softness, the gentleness you possess for an insignificant creation like a sheep, I said, this is man, this is the man for prophethood. How much passion won't he have for the humankind? إِنِّ اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Anyway, they went out plain. فَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ حَتَّى أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا أَخُوهُ يَعْدُو. It was few minutes and the brother came. That is my son, Abdullah. He said, إِلْحَقَ بِأَخِي الْقُرَشِيِّ. Listen, mom and dad, come see something as tragically has happened to my Qurayshi brother. Ja'ahu rajulan. Two men came. Alayhima thiyabun beed, clad in white. Adja'ahu, they dropped him on the ground. Shakka batna, they split his stomach in half. Waltamasa fihi shay'a, they were searching for something. She said, panic gripped my heart and we advanced. Famadaytu ana wa zawji naghdu nahwa al-ghulam. Faltazamahu zawji wa dhamamtuhu ila sadri. My husband embraced him. I cuddled him. I said, Ma laka ya bunayya? Oh my son, are you okay? Are you okay? He said, Ja'ani rajulan. Now the Nabi's childhood is also unique. Everything in his life is unique. They talked of the celebrity from childhood. He had a promising future. And then he grows up to take steroids. You wonder what was the future? The skill or the steroids? That is how it's clouded. There is an image to the world impressive and the rest of his life is depressive. My Nabi is the only human whose every aspect of his life is unique. There is nothing like catching him off guard. There is nothing like unaware. Because every moment of his life, whether he sat casually with his sahabi, or he was in intimacy with his wife, or he was in battle with his enemy, شهد الأنام بفضله حتى العدا والفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء. The creation in its entirety had to profound and articulate his excellence to the point even the enemy said, we hate him, but he's the most honest. And the virtue of a man is what your enemy agrees. وَالْفَضْلُ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ الْأَعْدَاءُ. I pacify myself and I say, I'm good. You know, and this is a very important principle. People say, you know, customer service. I'm very happy. My customers are happy. No, no. Anas said that the Prophet of Allah impressed me. And Anas was his servant. That your domestic servants say you're a good man, then you're a good man in the eyes of Allah.